Tri-County's local sports leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, a last-minute addition, but we're glad to be in Delhi tonight for the second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament here tonight, as it's 3-seed Delhi hosting 6-seed Moravia. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And if you haven't gone over to see their new location on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, it is spectacular inside and out. So make sure you stop over there, visit Mike Butler and the staff today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We will set the scene here for this very, very important game. The winner of this game between Delhi and Moravia will move on to next week's Section 4 Class C semifinals. Those games will be played up at SUNY Cortland. This is a very, very good matchup tonight, so we'll talk about that and a lot more when we come back here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. Or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Of course, this game is the only game on the schedule tonight. Every other game across the girls' tournament tonight got postponed till tomorrow. So let's quickly take a look at the Section 4 Girls Basketball Tournament bracket. This was supposed to be one of four games tonight. It's the only game that is happening because of the weather. I think a lot of schools were in a tough spot because, you know, some are on a winter break right now, some aren't. Like Delhi is on winter break, so they did not have to cancel school today. They had the luxury of waiting a little bit longer to make this call to say, hey, can we get this game in or not? So three other games got postponed. They include Unitego Girls. They were supposed to play tonight. Now they're going to play tomorrow. So the Unitego Girls will host Thomas Edison tomorrow in the 4-5 game. That game will be at 4 o'clock at Unitego. We will be there on WCDO. We are also going to be doing the boys game tomorrow, which is Unitego hosting Lansing at 6 o'clock. So we will have a Saturday afternoon doubleheader of sectional basketball for you on here on WCDO. Two other games in this Class C bracket, since we're talking about the girls tonight. Southern Cayuga, the 8 seed, is at 1 seed at Newark Valley. That game is now tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And the Green Girls are still alive. They are the 7 seed, and they will travel to take on 2 Union Springs. That will be tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So those are the other games in the girls' Class C bracket. All the games were supposed to be tonight at 6 o'clock. This is the only one, Moravia and Delhi, on the schedule. The last time we saw the Delhi Bulldogs was in the MAC Championship, and that was last Friday night over at Unadilla Valley, and they had a 5-point loss to Unitego, 55-50. Now, in that game, Unitico hit 11 three-pointers, and that was really the difference in the game. They were able to just always hit that clutch shot when they needed. I'm interested to see, you know, they've had a week off. They've had a week to think about it. How does Delhi come out here tonight? Are they going to have that fire to get in and get ready and ready to go here tonight? And I say that because they had a first-round bye. We had a Unitico game earlier this week. They had to play against Sydney to move on to the second round. Delhi was automatically into the second round. So are they recovered? Are they over that loss to the MAC championship? Knowing a coach like Todd Bruce, I'm sure he said, ladies, we just got to forget about that game. We played very, very well. We played our hearts out. We left it all out on the floor. It didn't work out. Now you have a fresh season, and everybody in this tournament at this point is 0-0. You win, you keep going, you lose, you're done. You stay home. So I think Delhi has a huge advantage tonight playing here on their home court. Moravia had to travel 2 to 2.5 hours to get here. That is a huge advantage anytime you get into the Class C sectional tournament. Either having to travel to an IAC school is a nightmare for the MAC schools and vice versa if you're an IAC school coming out here. We've seen it time and time again. The team that has to go on the road always seems to struggle a little bit. Now, that's not always the case. I believe that the IAC is one of the strongest leagues in Section 4. They always have very good teams top to bottom, so this is going to be a tough matchup here for Delhi tonight. Talking to Coach Bruce earlier in the week, he said he had a chance to scout Moravia's first-round game against the Oxford Blackhawks, and he said this Moravia team is very, very good. They were able to defeat Oxford by a score of 61-34. They held Madeline Barrows to 17 points, so we know that this Moravia team is good. But so is Delhi. How will Moravia try to shut down Sylvia Little and the staff around her that does such a good job? Going to be a fun one here tonight. So glad we can bring it to you. And we're excited for it. So we're going to take a break. If you're listening tonight on WCDOsports.com, that's all courtesy of SFCU. We also record these games so you can go back anytime in our game audio archive. It's a free download, again, all courtesy of SFCU. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with Moravia at Delhi tonight in the sectional tournament for the girls on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Moravia and the Delhi Girls tonight here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lowe. Starting lineups, first for Moravia and head coach John Crossgrove. They start with freshman number 3, Olivia Jensen. Junior number 11, Jordan Smith. Sophomore number 20, Allison Kehoe. A senior number 22, Catherine Baylor. And a junior number 24, Chloe Hansen. On the other side for the Delhi Bulldogs and head coach Todd Bruce, they start with junior number 00, Julia Baxter. Senior number 2, Libby Lamport. Senior number 3, Sylvia Little. As well as senior number 4, Amanda Nealis. And junior number 15, Alyssa Gioffi. Moravia is in the road, pretty much picture the UNC Tar Heels uniform. They have that dark navy blue with the Carolina blue trim, says Moravia in the Carolina blue lettering across the front of the uniform. And Delhi on the other side will have the home white uniforms with the black and the maroon trim. It says Delaware Academy in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Good to see my good friend Ben Patton wheeling in here. And I say wheeling because Ben broke his ankle a couple of weeks ago. And he's been having to get around on a little bit of a scooter. He's, of course, the photographer for the Walton Reporter. And he's had this scooter. We were over at SUNY Delhi across the hill here last weekend, or last Thursday, I should say, for the Delaware League Championship games. He was flying around on that thing. It was cool. Ben is always getting after it here with the photos. You got to love it. Delhi wins the opening tip. A right wing side three for Libby Lamport won't go as Delhi goes right to left. A rebound for Moravia, and they'll bring it back down the floor with Allison Kehoe. Kehoe to the top of the key, dishes down low. A shot up off the glass there for Jordan Smith won't go. Sylvia Little with a rebound. Sylvia comes across midcourt, finds Nealis left side. Nealis to the high post for Gioffi. Back out for Sylvia. Wants to take it in. Up and under is good for Sylvia Little. Trying to get a good look at what Moravia is doing on D. We'll get back to you on that with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Both teams really haven't settled into a full offensive possession yet. Straightaway three for Moravia. No good. A rebound underneath. Chloe Hansen got it and was fouled. Or are they just going to say that was out of bounds? Wow, that was not a foul. They're just going to say it was blocked out of bounds there by Sylvia Little. IAC teams love to play physical. So I don't think that should be a problem here tonight for Moravia. They go inside, a pull-up jumper here for Moravia. Won't go. They get their own rebound. Second chance won't go either for Chloe Hansen. Sylvia Little gets it. Back down the floor she comes. And they'll go to Lamport. Left side corner for three. Left it short, but a rebound is right there for Baxter, and she put it in. Julia Baxter reading that one very well, and Delhi leads 4-0. They come with a little 1-2-2 pressure. And Moravia right at midcourt. Now they'll go to the right side wing. Three ball here for the Blue Devils is too strong. Rebound for Nealis, and then she's fouled by Allison Kehoe. Again, with 6:40 to go in this first quarter, 4-0 lead for Delhi over the Moravia Blue Devils. Good crowd on hand here. Wasn't quite sure. This was kind of a last-minute addition to keep this game on Friday, so good to see that everybody got the message and could come out and support both of these teams here today. Blocked out of bounds by Moravia right at midcourt. Kehoe got her fist on that, was able to punch it out of bounds. So Lamport will be doing the inbounding duties. Nealis now will work it in. And they'll go to the right side here for Gioffi. Back up top for Nealis. Looks almost like a little 1-3-1, but it's very high, very extended. Sylvia takes it down low, finds Gioffi off the glass, and it's good. What a dish. Gioffi puts it in, and they're finding the holes in that defense. Yeah, it's very high extended. They're looking to kind of trap along the top there as well. Moravia with the ball on the right side. They'll pass underneath. A little up and under here. Blocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Blue Devils. An early 6-0 lead here for the Delhi girls over visiting Moravia. Delhi the 3 seed, Moravia the 6, with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Blue Devils will get it in. And they'll go to Kehoe at the top of the key. They'll pound it down low. A little up and under shot here. Won't go for Catherine Baylor. Maybe still some bust legs here for the Blue Devils. We'll see. Gioffi down low. Splits two defenders. A strip to the basketball. Here comes Moravia back down. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 lead for Delhi over Moravia. Good look down low. A wide open Moravia player is Olivia Jensen, the freshman. She puts it in. And a good dish up top there from Hansen. Little in transition is bumped right at midcourt, and we'll have a foul with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. 6-2 our score. Delhi girls leading Moravia here. Winner will move on to the sectional semifinals in Section 4, which will be next week. We'll talk more about that during our halftime break. And here is Delhi with the basketball. They go to Libby Lamport at the top of the key. Now back to Nealis. Inside for Baxter. Zips it across far side for Gioffi. Still plenty of time. 15 on the shot clock. Another foul up top. And looks like a little check-in. Actually, no, there's a play. No foul on the play. It was Baxter who got tripped up and was still kind of laying on the floor there, so the officials call the whistle. I thought they were going to call a hand check at the top. 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. 6-2 lead for Delhi over Moravia. Should note that Allison Kehoe has to come out of the game here with those two fouls. Moravia wants to protect her in the early going. Sylvia Little doing the inbounding duties. Will work one into Baxter in the left corner. Now back to Sylvia on the left low block. Turnaround shot, and she's fouled with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. So the referees are calling this one tight so far, but it's in favor of the Delhi Bulldogs as Sylvia will step to the charity stripe with Delhi leading 6-2. So Sylvia stepping in will be continuing her basketball career at Amherst next year as Sylvia gets the first shot to go. Amherst, one of the best Division III programs in the country, located in Massachusetts. Second one coming, good for Sylvia. And Little goes 2 out of 2, and Delhi leads 8-2. Amherst is always, you know, consistently in the top 10, top 15 in the country, so a great program. And now Moravia stepping out of bounds with Chloe Hansen on the left side. And Delhi's going to get it back. It's been a roll of the dice here for the Bulldogs in the early going, and they're taking advantage, trying some things, getting it to the inside. They're doing a good job. 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, and Delhi leads 8-2, and now a steal by Moravia at midcourt, and they'll come away with it in front of the scorer's table. Lamport tried to dive in there, was able to steal it back. It was tapped out of bounds and will stay with Moravia. Actually, no, it's going to go back to Delhi. Okay, it is going to go to Moravia. The official's pointing towards the Moravia side, and everybody was walking back down the floor. 4:53 to go in this first quarter. 8-2 the score. Delhi girls leading Moravia here. Second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. Moravia trying to take it to the interior with Gabby Heim, and it's taken away by Sylvia Little. She's off to the races left side. Sylve, coast to coast, lays it in. And Sylvia Little now with 6 quick points. Delhi leads 10-2 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. And now another steal by Lamport as they were trying to go to Hansen at the top of the three-point arc. And Delhi in transition. They go to Nealis. Pump fakes on a three. Back to Lamport. Right side. Now to the left for Sylvia Little. For a three. It's good. And a timeout taken by Moravia. 9 points for Sylvia Little. Coach Bruce gives her a high five. And Delhi leads 13-2. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi girls on their home floor leading Moravia 13-2. Good start for the Bulldogs. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com tonight, courtesy of SFCU. If we have any Moravia fans listening out there, glad to have you. Moravia with a turnaround shot in the lane. It's off the mark and no good for Chloe Hansen. Rebound for Delhi. Back up the floor with Neela. She gets tied up. Ball pops free and Moravia comes away with it. Here is Jensen. She's going to pull it out. The freshman guard to the top of the key. Jensen stops for three, pops off the back of the rim. It's off the mark, and Sylvia Little with a rebound. And Sylvia's looking to run at the top of the key into the paint through two defenders, and we're going to have a block here on Hansen as Sylvia went to the rim with 3:45 to go in this first quarter. Boy, you know, if I'm Moravia right now, fouls are four for Moravia, none for Delhi. You know, you've taken this two-and-a-half-hour bus ride, and you haven't been able to get much of a call yet here. I don't normally talk about officiating, and I think it's been fine so far, but you have to wonder a little bit as Sylvia goes to the line here. Is this going to equal out in favor of Moravia? As Sylvia will miss the first shot, second one coming for her. Rattles in and out again. Rebound, though, for Gioffi. She puts it up. Shot was blocked, and Moravia will come away. Very rare for Little to miss two in a row like that at the line. So Delhi leading 13-2, 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Blue Devils with the ball. They go to Hansen in the paint. Little up and under, off the glass, and good for Hansen. And she's tough. You can tell she gets that ball in the low post. She's going to know what to do with it. Delhi with the ball, going right to left. They get across midcourt, looking for Gioffi. Knocked out of bounds, going to Moravia. Last touch by Gioffi. Blue Devils will get it back with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. And as Moravia is starting to get a little momentum now. Cross midcourt with Catherine Baylor. Feeds one for Jordan Smith. Now back to Gabby Himes. Stripped. Ball stays in. Smith is able to get it down low for Hansen. Reverses far side for Baylor. Into the corner, and they got it to Jensen, but she stepped out of bounds. With 3:05 to go in the first quarter. And the Bulldogs will look to get it in. A little 2-2-1 press here for Moravia. Trying to dial up the heat in the kitchen, maybe get a couple of turnovers that could lead to easy points. But Delhi breaks it. Sylvia finds Julia Baxter, who's back into the game. They break the press beautifully. And now a steal on the inbounds here by Abby Leahy. But it was taken right back by the Blue Devils. Good steal back. Now they'll throw it away, though. They got the midcourt. Baylor tried a home run pass ahead, too far in front of everybody, and it rolled out of bounds. Now back in. Baxter's going to go to the bench. And coming back into the ball game here, well, I should say for the first time, is Cadence Wakin. And ahead now for Gioffi. Now for Sylvia Little. Three ball here for Little again. Oh, halfway down, popped out, and a rebound for Olivia Jensen. Jensen across midcourt with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 15-4. Quickly in transition, a floater in the paint here for Jensen, and she was fouled. Left it short, hit the front of the rim, but she's going to go to the line with 2:25 to go in this first quarter. And so Jensen will settle in here, the freshman guard, standing 5'4". And her first shot is good. You can tell the future is bright for Olivia Jensen. I've been reading a lot about her. Now, it's tough to see IAC teams all the time because we're busy here with the MAC and the leagues that we cover, but Jensen's second shot won't go. Broadcaster's curse right there. Sylvia Little with the rebound. As Delhi leads 15-5. Sylv dishes one off, finds Cadence Wakin. Shot won't go. Rebound Gioffi. Kicks it back out, but Moravia with a steal. Gabby Heim in transition. Down the left side of the floor, pulls it out and pumps the brakes. Moravia going to set it up here as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Utter to the interior for Moravia. Turnaround shot for Baylor off the pass from Utter is good. Makes it 15-7, so Moravia chipping away here on a mini run late in the first quarter. 1:50 to go in this first frame. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along tonight here on WCDO. Sylvia Little, left side, looking for a pass to the interior. They find Nealis, back out Little. Pump fakes on a three. Now goes to the interior and hits the left-handed layup. Boy, Sylvia's tough. She's got 11. Not many players could take a bump like she just got bumped with and would be able to finish. And into the corner, a foul on Sylvia Little here as she got connected there with Gabby Heim. Sylvia able to help her up. Both teams with very good sportsmanship so far here tonight. Baxter's back on the bench. She's got a little ice bag on her head. I wonder if she got bumped there when she was down earlier. Moravia trying to take advantage, but Sylvia with a block on the interior. And Abby Leahy comes away with the basketball for DA with 1:20 to go first quarter, but they'll throw it away. Leahy was looking for Nealis on an outlet pass. And it went rolling out of bounds, and now we're going to have a timeout taken here by Delhi with 1:18 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 17, Moravia 7 on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
17-7, Delhi girls leading Moravia here in the second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. We're back underway. Out of the timeout, Moravia with the ball going left to right. They'll pump it down low. A shot is blocked here by Cadence Wakin, but we'll have a foul on Delhi. So, you know, I said that earlier, that a lot of the calls were on Moravia early. It is starting to even out here as the Blue Devils will head to the line with Kaylee Utter. This is a good crew we got working here tonight. I don't want to give these guys too much grief. And to the line, Utter cannot get the first shot to go. The only game on the schedule here tonight. Everything else got postponed because of the weather. And will be tomorrow. So Saturday is going to be a full slate of local games between, at least locally, Class C and Class D action. Second shot for Utter, no good. Rebound for Wakin underneath. Stripped of the basketball, though. It's loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball that's going to give it back to Moravia. Great hustle there by Jordan Smith to get her paws on that one and tie it up for the Blue Devils. 1:03 to go in the first quarter. 17-7 our score. And Moravia will look to get it in. And they will find Gabby Heim at the top of the key. Heim goes left side. And now back to the top of the key for Hansen. Hansen back to Jensen. On the far side, Heim on the pass from Jensen. A three ball is an air ball. And it's going to pop out of bounds to go back to Delhi. With 47 seconds to go in the first quarter, Delhi will have the ball, leading 17-7. And now they're going to let the sub come in here. Mondor will be checking in for Delhi, and Gioffi is going to head to the bench. And Leahy in the backcourt will get one ahead for Wakin. Now to Sylvia Little. Little on the far side, stutter step, wants to take it to the rim. Good change of speed, but she missed the layup, and a rebound for Moravia. Quickly back down the floor. Blue Devils in transition. Jumper is good here for Jensen. And Olivia Jensen has 5 points. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. DA with the basketball, and they will go to Sylvia Little. Tries to dish it down low. Another steal by the Blue Devils. They got the hot hand with the steals right now, but then Sylvia hustling back is able to knock a ball out of bounds, saving a breakaway layup with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Delhi leading 17-9. Moravia weathering the storm here a little bit after falling down 13-2 in the early going. Jensen will look to get it in. They go to Moravia. Moravia will dish it in. And then they will dump it down low here for Chloe Hansen. She's able to net one. Makes it 17-11 with 5 seconds left. Can Delhi get a shot off at the buzzer? Wakin for three. Got it! Cadence Wakin beats the buzzer. And we'll give Delhi, oh, they're going to say it's a two, a long two there for Wakin. So they'll give her a two, and Delhi leads 19-11 after the first quarter. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation.
Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Started the second quarter, 19-11 here for the Delhi girls over Moravia. Nate Law with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Delhi throwing this one away out of bounds as they tried to go to that far side corner, and Moravia is going to get it back. Can never count out a Moravia team. I can't tell you how many times, boys or girls, I've done a Moravia game where you think, all right, Moravia's done for the night, and then they pull off a monumental comeback. That's just the nature of their program. Very scrappy. Right side here, a three ball for the Blue Devils. This one too far off the back of the rim, but a rebound here for Moravia. They put it back up, a block by Sylvia. Catherine Baylor tried to put it up. It was knocked away. Sylvia will chase it here for Delhi. Is going to get tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Delhi was desperately trying to get an outlet pass there to Sylvia, and Moravia did a good job of just tying it up. It was 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Delhi leading 19-11, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Moravia. And so Olivia Jensen will work it in, finds Kehoe for three, and that's an air ball. Rebound, though, for Baylor, puts it up, and we're going to have a jump ball, giving this one back to Delhi. Sylvia Little has done a great job for Delhi on some of the Moravia bigs, of just tying them up, blocking a couple of shots. She's done a really good job. That's why she's one of the best players in the section. And Delhi back down the floor in front of the scorers table. They go to Gioffi and now to Libby Lamport. Left side for Nealis. Nealis to the interior. Left low block for Baxter. Tried to feed it back through the lane. Intercepted here by Moravia. And Gabby Heim will get across midcourt for the Blue Devils. Feeds one to Jensen. Comes off a screen. The floater off the back of the rim. Out of bounds. And going back to Delhi. Good effort there by Hansen to try to save it for Moravia. But she couldn't get there in time. Both teams very deep here, not afraid to use the bench, run them through. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter, and Delhi still leading 19-11. And in the backcourt here for the Delhi Bulldogs, they will pass one ahead here for Gioffi. Knocked out of bounds there by Hansen of Moravia. Again, 6:40 to go, second quarter, 19-11 our score. Bulldogs will get it in. Gioffi now back up to Lamport. On the right side, Delhi is in the home whites with the maroon trim. Moravia is in the navy blue with the Carolina blue trim. And another steal here by Moravia. Delhi again trying to go to the interior, and the Blue Devils saying no. Here is Hansen, left side, through two defenders, now to the right corner. Pump fake here for the Blue Devils. Back to Hansen, blocked by Sylvia Little. Coming away with it was Baxter. And an outlet pass down the right side for Little. Into the corner for Nealis. For Delhi for three. Too strong. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Delhi off the hands of Chloe Hansen. Again, a late addition to our schedule here today, as we found out this game was going to happen at about maybe noon or 12:30 today, but we're glad to bring it to you. Lamport steps in from the foul line. Her shot is off to the left and a rebound for Moravia. And so neither team has scored here so far in the second quarter. Another jump ball as Lamport went in with Johnson Staten there for Moravia. Tied her up, and the arrow will keep it with the Blue Devils. So Moravia with the basketball across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt here at Delhi. Moravia going to take it to the rim. Another block by Baxter, saying no there to Allison Kehoe. And to Sylvia Little down the right side of the floor, looking to break this cold spell. A jumper for Sylvia from the right corner won't go. Rebound Delhi. Bulldogs keep it alive. They'll swing one to the left side for Nealis. Nealis skips it back to Lamport. Right side three, and that's too short. And a rebound for Moravia. And MCS is looking to run. Long pass ahead. Kehoe, pump fake. Missed the first one. Gets it back, and we'll have a foul on the floor. Kehoe with a great pump fake there. Sylvia went flying by her, but she couldn't finish on the second chance. With 5:20 to go in the second quarter, it is Delhi leading Moravia 19-11. Blue Devils will look to get it in. They go to the right low block. Little turnaround spin will roll off the back of the rim. Shot was from Baylor. And a rebound for Delhi. Ahead for Libby Lamport, left side. 15-footer, too strong. Rebound, though, for Gioffi. Great hustle. Keeps it alive for D.A. Sylvia to the right elbow. Feeds one through traffic. Finds Gioffi. They go back up to Lamport. Has to try to save it from going out of bounds. And Moravia with another takeaway. A little bit sloppy by both teams here in the start of the second quarter. And here is Chloe Hansen for Moravia. Dishing one back off, right side. Three is good for Catherine Baylor. She gets it to go, and Delhi takes a timeout with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 19 and Moravia 14. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:45 to go in the second quarter, live from Delaware Academy tonight. Second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament, 19-14. Delhi Girls leading Moravia. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes here. Good game as expected. Delhi the 3 seed, Moravia the 6. And the only game on the local schedule tonight, so we're glad to bring it to you. If you didn't want to go out tonight with the storm, any of the roads locally that might still be bad, we're glad to bring it to you. Out of the timeout, a broken press here as Delhi weaves their way through. And Sylvia gets a right-handed layup to make it 21-14, and now a turnover by Moravia. So after that timeout, Coach Bruce drawing up a nice play to get through the press breaker. They get a bucket and then a turnover, so right back to the Bulldogs with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Top of the key for Sylvia Little. Down low for Baxter, and she's hammered on the right low block and fouled. And Julia Baxter playing through a little bit of pain. Got bumped in the head early in the contest. Had an ice bag on it, but she is back in the game. 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. Baxter to the line with 4 points already tonight for Delhi. Cannot get the first shot to go. Second one coming. Of course, we'll have our doubleheader tomorrow live from Unitego. Games at 4 and 6. The girls at 4, the boys at 6. Second shot rolls off here for Baxter, and the foul shooting has been a problem here tonight for the DA Bulldogs. Moravia quickly in transition, lost control of it. Gioffi with a steal. Outlet pass here to Amanda Nealis across midcourt. Into the paint, the floater is good. Nealis with her first bucket of the evening, and Delhi leads 23-14. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Moravia back down the floor and a steal by Gioffi. Boy, she's been active on D. And she gets it ahead for Sylvia Little. Across the midcourt timeline, they go to Lamport. To the interior, right low block for Gioffi. They'll swing it back to the left side. Nealis, long two, is off the mark. Rebound underneath by Gioffi. She gets stuffed. Ball comes away, and finally Moravia will come up with it. With 3.5 to go in the second quarter, it's 23-14. Delhi girls leading Moravia here late in the second quarter, and now the Blue Devils want a timeout to talk things over. So Delhi leads 23-14, and we're coming up on the halftime break in just a little bit here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Ball is loose out of the timeout. Moravia gave it away, and Sylvia Little with a steal. Back down the left side of the floor. Sylvia splits two defenders, lost control of it as she did that. She kind of got sandwiched, and Moravia comes away. Olivia Jensen in transition finds Jordan Smith underneath. Another block for Sylvia Little. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with Moravia. Moravia has some taller girls on the interior, but Sylvia has really, as she always does, makes it tough around the rim. Blue Devils will get it in as Delhi leads 23-14, trying to punch their tickets to SUNY Cortland next week for the semis. Pass down low and a foul on Delhi as Gabby Heim, on a nice backdoor cut, they got it to her and she was fouled. And so let's see who the foul is going to be on here for Delhi. Will be on Libby Lamport, her second. And Moravia to the line. Heim can't get the first to go. And Delhi going to go to the bench here. Natalie Vrendenberg steps in. Lamport going to the bench for protection, I'm assuming, for the last 2:58 here of the second quarter. And Heim gets the second shot to go. Her first points of the night. And it's Delhi 23 and Moravia 15. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Sylvia finds Gioffi on the far side. Back to Little, top of the key. Looks like a little 2-3 zone now here for Moravia. Really high, kind of extended a little bit. Delhi looking to go to the interior. Right low block there for Gioffi out of bounds. And we'll stay with the Bulldogs here with 2:40 to go, second quarter. Sylvia Little doing the inbounding duties to the right of the glass. They'll work it into Gioffi. Now down low and a good look there for Baxter. Couldn't get it. Rolled off the back of the rim. Baxter gets tied up on the rebound on the second chance. Possession arrow is going to keep it with D.A. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. We'll talk about this game and some games set for tomorrow as well. Bulldogs will get it in, and they find Sylvia in the corner, wide open for three. She got it. Sylvia Little with 16 points. She's got 16 of Delhi's 26, and they lead 26-15 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense from the student section. Moravia with a good look down low here from Jordan Smith, but she missed a chippy on the right low block. They get the rebound, kick it back up top. They try a three from straight away. It won't go. And going back to Delhi. Smith tried to save it from going out of bounds underneath the hoop, and she stepped out. Sylvia putting on a show with 16 here in the first half. And you know the scouting report was to keep an eye on her, and she's still doing it. Delhi with the ball in the backcourt. Looking to get across, they do, with Sylvia Little at the top of the key. They go far side. Vrendenberg for three. Too strong. Too much mustard on it. And a rebound for Moravia. And Catherine Baylor will bring it back down the floor with a 1:45 to go. Second quarter. And they look inside for Hansen. Good pump fake. Puts it up. Rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound for Sylvia Little. Moravia did everything but finish there. Good crossover by Sylvia. The dish off. Down low. Vrendenberg misses the layup. Baxter gets the rebound. She's blocked. And Moravia comes out of the dog pile with the ball. Track meet continues. Hansen, left side. Back to the top of the key. Feeds one for Catherine Baylor. Baylor to the interior for Smith. Back out for a three-ball chance from Olivia Jensen. And it's too strong. And then a rebound for D.A. from Abby Leahy. 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Delhi girls leading Moravia 26-15. They'll go to the far side now straight away. Three ball for Sylvia Little. Too strong off the back of the rim. And the freshman, Olivia Jensen, tracks down the rebound for the Blue Devils. Under a minute to go in the second quarter. Second round of the sectional tournament here in Class C tonight in Section 4. A pull-up jumper here for Moravia. Rolls off the back of the rim from Catherine Baylor. Out of bounds, will stay with the Blue Devils. Moravia getting some good looks, but shots just not falling right now. Brendan Berg heads to the bench. Amanda Nealis back in here for DA. 47 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Moravia will work it in. They go to Jensen on the right wing side. Jensen, little spin move. Dishes one off. Three ball left side for Moravia. Again, too strong as that shot came from Gabby Heim. And a rebound for Baxter. Outlet pass to Sylvia Little. 30 seconds to go. Second quarter. Sylvia on the left side wants a three ball. Jelly for Sylvia Little. 19 for Sylv, and it's 29-15 for Delhi with 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Moravia down low. A pass is intercepted by Baxter. Ahead for Little. She's going to split two defenders. Takes it herself. Stops. Wants to dish it off for Gioffi. And now she tried to go for Nealis. Went over her head, out of bounds back to Moravia. With 4 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi in control. Moravia will get it in. Are they aware of the clock? They're going to try to toss one up here. And a traveling violation on Moravia brings us to halftime. With the Delhi girls leading 29-15, 19 points for Sylvia Little. Halftime show coming up in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime. Visit online NYCM.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Never a dull moment here in Delhi, folks. The student section here, one of a kind, as I'll explain that more in a minute, but I want to welcome you into the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Marabito, of course, serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. They always come up with some theme here, Hawaiian theme, or, you know, different colors. They had a neon night here recently. I mean, it was cool. For whatever reason, today, all the boys' team that is here is wearing, like, men's undershirts. You know, like the white sleeveless undershirt. I can't think of a better name for it. One you would see at a store that's like Hanes or Fruit of the Loom. Well, they just handed one up to me, so I decided to put it on over my shirt. I got a standing ovation. I've had to wear a lot of weird things here over the years, but now I have an undershirt over my hooded shirt that I have on. I have like a kind of a dressy hoodie, I guess you would call it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of photographic evidence of this, so it'll be a lot of fun to see floating around the social media world. So our halftime score, 29-15. The Delhi girls leading Moravia here, second round of the Section 4 Class C girls basketball tournament. Here's our scoring summary in the first half. 19 points for Sylvia Little, including 3 three-pointers. She leads the way for Delhi. 4 points for Julia Baxter, 2 for Amanda Nealis, 2 for Cadence Wakin, and 2 for Alyssa Gioffi. On the other side for Moravia, pretty good balance. 5 points for Olivia Jensen, 5 for Catherine Baylor, and 4 for Chloe Hansen. If you're a Moravia fan right now, you're getting good looks. You're getting it to the interior. Two things are happening. They've been missing some chippies on the interior, and also Sylvia Little and Julia Baxter have done a really good job of just kind of playing straight-up defense, being able to punch some shots away and block some shots. So I think the rim protection by DA has been really, really good. And if they can keep that up in the second half, that will help them for sure. But this Moravia team is good. Good guards, good play on the interior, and you know they're going to make a run. They got down 13-2 early. They chipped away at it. Delhi made another run right before the end of the half here. So I'm fully expecting Moravia to maybe get back in this game because, as I said before, they just always seem to find a way. The winner of this game will move on to the March 1st Section 4 semifinals in Class C. That game will be at SUNY Cortland. The time has not been announced. They will play the winner of 7-seed Green and 2-seed Union Springs. That Green and Union Springs game is tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Union Springs. The top half of the bracket features two games tomorrow. 8-seed Southern Cayuga is at 1-seed Newark Valley, and Newark Valley is the number one team in the state right now. They've been number one in the state sports writers rankings all year long. Very, very good team at 18-1. The other game tomorrow features 4 Unitego hosting 5 Thomas Edison. That game's going to be 4 o'clock tomorrow at Unitego. We will be doing that game here on WCDO, followed by their boys game at 6 o'clock where Unitego hosts Lansing. And I'll be joined by my new celebrity broadcast partner, Greg Bonskowski. He is the GMU boys varsity head coach and also their athletic director. He's been doing a fantastic job, and he's done some great games with me the last couple of weeks, and as well as all my color guys. We had Chris Glennon join me for the Delaware League games. Sky Thompson has been awesome helping me out. He's the Franklin boys coach, but a lot of those guys are working tomorrow and will not be able to join me. Sky's Franklin team is going to be playing at Davenport in the Class D tournament. So Coach Bonskowski, his season is done as they fell in the first round to Edmiston. He said, yeah, I'd love to come over. And I love his perspective as well because he coached the Unitego girls for many years before leaving to take another job, and then he came back to GMU to be around his kids who go to GMU. So it's great to have him around because he really understands the history of the Unitego program. So our halftime score as we take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delhi girls 29, Moravia 15, Sylvia Little with 19 points in the first half, including 3 three-pointers for DA. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. I'm donning my new undershirt up here, courtesy of the Delhi student section. Greatly appreciated. think it's also about a size triple XL. So I might be able to jump off of my little platform up here and kind of use it as a parachute to get down. But love being here at Delhi. Nate's Nest. I even got a sign up here that they have just permanently put up on the wall that says Nate's Nest. Can't get much better than that. Gotta love it. Start of the third quarter here. Delhi girls leading 29-15. Moravia will have the ball to start the second half. This is Catherine Baylor going right to left. They want to punch it to the interior here, looking for Hansen, but it was knocked out of bounds. And so the Blue Devils will hold on to it. Again, trailing 29-15, as Sylvia Little had 19 points in the first half for Delhi. We'll see what adjustments are made here. And so Moravia with the basketball. They'll work it to the inside. A nice little step-through move there for Allison Kehoe, but it would not go down. And a rebound for Sylvia Little. Little in transition. We'll look to pull it out. Oh, good look on the far side for Libby Lamport, and she finishes. Believe it or not, the first bucket of the night there for Lamport gives Delhi a 31-15 lead over Moravia. And Blue Devils come across midcourt. They zip it to the far side. Pass to the interior. Now back out for Kehoe. Top of the three-point arc. A three there for Moravia is off the side of the rim from Catherine Baylor. Blue Devils get a rebound. Kehoe goes back to Baylor, steps through, shot off the glass is good. And Catherine Baylor now with 7 points. And Moravia trails Delhi 31-17. Bulldogs in the backcourt will float one ahead for now for Gioffi. Gioffi to the right side, leaving it for Baxter. Tries to go back up top to Sylvia, finds her, straightaway three. No, rattled out, Gioffi with a rebound. Feeds one back out, Nealis takes it in, blocked. Baxter will come away with the loose ball, though. Back up to Sylvia with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's 31-17. Little to the right side. Pulls up for a 15-footer. Again, left it short. Rebound this time is scooped up by the Blue Devils. Ahead for the freshman guard, Olivia Jensen. Stutter step for Jensen. Takes it down low. Little up and under. Oh, just a little too strong. Great move. Just couldn't finish it. Back in transition for Delhi with 6:15 to go in the third. Delhi leading 31-17. Here in the second round of the sectional tournament, live from Delaware Academy. Lamport, left side. Right side now for Sylvia Little. To the interior for Baxter. Scoots one back out. Left side, Lamport. Good ball movement here by Delhi, being very patient. Five on the shot clock, but a steal by Jensen. And Jensen will look to bring it back down the floor. And will find a Catherine Baylor. Baylor tries to go far side. Gioffi stepped into a passing lane there and stole it away. Ahead for Sylvia. Little stops and pops and hits. And Sylvia with 21. She has found her groove here tonight. And Delhi leads 33-17 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass and another steal by Gioffi. Stepped right in the passing lane. Ahead now for Libby Lamport. And she missed the breakaway layup there. Rolled off the front of the rim. Maybe thought about it a little too much. And Moravia with a rebound back down the floor. Catherine Baylor. Passes one to the interior, but another steal by Delhi. Boy, are they just grabbing everything they can at the moment. Nealis coming away with that loose ball. 5 minutes to go in the third, and Delhi again leading Moravia 33-17. Delhi being patient. They go to Lamport, left side three. Skimmed off the front of the rim. Rebound for the Blue Devils. Catherine Baylor shot out of a cannon. Ahead now for Moravia. Tries to take it coast to coast and does. Catherine Baylor now with 9 points, makes it 33-19. As the Blue Devils try to dig out of this hole here on the road at Delaware Academy. Lamport to the interior, Baxter up off the glass, too strong, and another rebound. Slowly chipping away at it. Kehoe in transition for Moravia. Stops at the top of the arc into the right corner. A shot for Hansen is too strong, and a rebound for Lamport. Smallest guard on the floor, went into the land of the trees and somehow came out with that ball. Nealis looking for Gioffi on the far side. Another steal. This time by Kehoe. Wants to take it coast to coast and finishes. And Kehoe gets her first bucket of the night. Todd Bruce takes a timeout for Delhi. 4:07 to go in the third. Delhi leads Moravia 33-21 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:07 to go. Third quarter, Delhi girls taking a timeout to regroup after Moravia is on a little 6-0 run here. They trail 33-21. You know Moravia is going to make a run. They're too good of a team. The IAC top to bottom, so many good teams when you think about it this year. Newark Valley, Watkins Glen. Excuse me, I'm thinking of the boys for Watkins Glen, but Newark Valley, Moravia, Union Springs, so many good girls teams out there. Marathon in the D bracket is the one seed. Always a very good league, top to bottom. Delhi girls with the basketball. They go to Gioffi on the interior. She couldn't get there, rolled out of bounds. Going back to Moravia. And they still got a lot of time left. 3:55 to go in the third. You still have the whole fourth quarter. Delhi cannot put this thing on cruise control. Moravia is too good for that. Backing it out here for Jensen. Going to the far side for Kehoe. Kehoe downhill. Pass to the interior. Stolen by Nealis. She's been great on D tonight. Nealis in transition as Delhi now goes left to right here in the third quarter. In the home white uniforms, the maroon trim. Moravia is in the navy blue with the Carolina blue trim. Sylvia Little left side. Pump fakes on a three. Goes to the corner for Baxter on the left side in front of their own bench. Inside for Nealis. Zipping one back to the outside. Little for three, too strong, off the back of the rim. Gioffi, a rebound, but it was stolen by Jensen. Got her hands in there and ripped it out with 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. A cold shooting third quarter so far for the Bulldogs. Three ball here for the Blue Devils, no good. Hansen with a rebound, works one back out for Kehoe. Kehoe to the interior, looking for Hansen, too tall. Threw it over outstretched hands and out of bounds. Abby Leahy coming back in, as well as Cadence Wakin for DA with 2:55 to go in the third. 33-21 our score. Hansen to the bench for Moravia. Kaylee Utter back in. Nice crowd on hand here. A little quiet at the moment, I think. With Delhi being a little more quiet on the scoreboard, it has kind of put a damper on the home fans at the moment here at DA. See if that student section can get it going again. Right side of the floor now for Abby Leahy. Now to Sylvia Little, top of the key. Tried to feed one to the interior. Popped out of there by Moravia. Two on one if they can hurry. Gabby Heim takes it to the rim. Swatted out of there by Sylvia Little. And she tracks down the ball before it went out of bounds. Little in transition. Tried to dish one for Wakin. Too tall and out of bounds. A smile on Sylvia's face. I think Cadence would have had to have been about 6'8 to grab that one. Pressure coming from Delhi. Full court. Moravia's able to bust through. They go to the far side in front of their own bench here for Gabby Heim. Far side back over for Baylor. Into the corner, a long two. Rattles in and out for Jensen. Wakin with a rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball, and the arrow will give it back to DA. So a quiet third quarter here for DA, but they are still protecting this lead. Here on their home floor, trying to get a trip back to SUNY Cortland next week for the semifinals. Where it's been the last couple of years for the girls' Class C Section 4 tournament. Little into the corner, wants a three, pulls it, in and out. Hit the front of the rim, then hit the back and pop free. Moravia with a rebound, scooped up though by Delhi. Nealis once again got her hands in there to rip it away. They go to Leahy, far side for Sylvia Little on the left side, skips across the top of the defense, inside for Wakin. Wakin tried to go across for Gioffi, and it was stolen by Gabby Heim. Heim splits two defenders, lost control of it, and somehow the ball pops out of her hands and into the hands of Sylvia Little for Delhi with 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Delaware Academy with the ball here. They'll work it back up top. Nealis inside Sylvia Little, turned around. It was blocked. Officials say it was clean, and Moravia comes free with it. And now a jump ball. Going to keep it with Moravia. It looked like Abby Leahy was going to rip that one free and maybe have a breakaway layup. but Utter was able to hold on for the Blue Devils. A quiet third quarter. Moravia had that little 6-0 run. And really, that's only been the only fireworks here in this third frame for either team. Shooting has been tough. The defense has been turned up, I would say. Blue Devils with the basketball. Here is Heim feeding one for Kehoe. We'll back it out. Moravia trying to get a run going here. Kehoe, left side, wants a three, left it way short. It's going to roll out of bounds back to Delhi. With 58 seconds to go in the third quarter, can the Bulldogs grab a little momentum here late in the quarter and get a bucket? Leahy across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt, setting up the offense. Sylvia's on the left side. We'll see if they try to go to her. Waken in the corner. We'll go back to Eleanor Wagner, who's into the game. Now they reverse it right side. That's where Sylvia Little is. Punches one back to Wagner, top of the key. Goes through two defenders, finds Sylvia. Eight on the shot clock. Dishes one back out. Waken for a long two. Hits it. Good ball movement. Opened up that shot. Makes it 35-21 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pass into the corner for Hansen. Working one back out for Kehoe. Straight away three ball for the Blue Devils off the back of the rim. And it's going to roll out of bounds with 13 seconds exactly left in the third quarter. Big opportunity here for Delhi. And they're going to bring Natalie Vrendenberg in, Gioffi, to the bench. I think Coach Todd Bruce just bringing in another outside shooter, hoping with 13 seconds left they're able to get a shot off. And Sylvia Little passes far side for Vrendenberg. Down to 7 seconds. Now back to Little. Left side, pump fakes, back Vrendenberg, three ball, got it! Vrendenberg to end the quarter. Coach Bruce dials it up, and they're able to get it in. And Delhi leads 38-21 as we get set for the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter, 38-21 is our score. The Delhi girls leading Moravia. They are 8 minutes away from going to the sectional semifinals. Those games will be at SUNY Cortland on March 1st, next week. And then the sectional final would be on March 5th. And for the girls, that game would also be at SUNY Cortland. Same for the Class C boys. If you're a local Class D fan, those games will be at SUNY Delhi once they get to the semifinal and the final. And in Class B, and the other classes will be down at the arena in Binghamton. Delhi with the ball. Start the fourth quarter going left to right. In the white with the maroon trim. Baxter on the baseline. Scoots one back up top for Sylvia Little. Finds Libby Lamport for three, right side, just a little short. Hit the right side of the rim, and Moravia with a rebound. One-handed pass ahead here for Hansen. Takes it inside, dribbled it off her foot. Somehow found its way over to Jordan Smith, and she puts it up and in. No whistle on that. Makes it 38-23. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Delhi leading the Moravia Blue Devils. Second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament here tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Delhi working it around with 10 on the shot clock. Lamport now back to Sylvia Little straight away. Stops and pops for a deep three, and it's out of bounds, an air ball, and that one was really deep. She just didn't get enough legs under it. Moravia, with 7 minutes left in their season, can they make a little comeback here? Tough trip here coming to Delhi. Two and a half hour ride, I would say. Trying to find their way here, and they'll throw it away. with Olivia Jensen into the corner. It is such a home court advantage if you're a MAC team or an ISE team to host either the first or the second round. We've seen so many MAC teams go out to IAC country and they just go there to die. I mean, I don't mean that in any bad way, but if you have to travel to the IAC, it's going to be very, very difficult. And I sometimes wonder if IAC teams feel the same way about having to come here on a trip like this. A steal now by Moravia. Jensen back down the floor left side, skipping it across. A long two here for the Blue Devils is off the back of the rim. Ball out of bounds. And looks like it's going to go to Delhi with 6:18 to go in the third. And the Bulldogs leading 38-23. Didn't know until about noon, maybe even 12:30 today, that this game was going to happen. The rest of the games in the Class C girls bracket got pushed to tomorrow at various times. And both these schools said, yeah, we're willing to play today. Roads look good later in the day. And they were able to make it work. Lamport left side as Delhi goes left to right. They go to Little in front of her own bench. Now to Waken. Right side corner, Waken for a long two. Missed it. Baxter a rebound, but she got tied up. And the possession arrow is going to give it to Moravia. Seen a lot of jump balls in this game. No matter how this game ends up, you'll want to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll wrap things up and give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players here for tonight's game. Moravia with the ball in the left wing corner. They go back to the right. A three here is off the front of the rim. A line drive. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Nealis. Nealis in the backcourt. Brings it across midcourt. Dribbles to the right side. Finds Lamport. And back to Nealis. To the high post for Waken. Interior pass for Baxter. Back out three ball. Sylvia Little hits it. And Little has 24. Her fourth three of the evening. And it's a 41-23 ball game. And Delhi is in the lead. Moravia with the ball to the right side. On the baseline, pull-up jumper off the back of the rim. Nealis with another rebound. She's just doing all the little stuff here. Rebounds, steals, assists. Nice game for Amanda Nealis. Only with 2 points, but again, doing a lot of the little stuff. Nealis, top of the key, directing traffic. 4:55 to go in the fourth. Waken in the corner for three off the back of the rim. Rebound for Moravia and a foul on Julia Baxter as Catherine Baylor was able to pull that down. 4:50 to go in the fourth. Abby Leahy into the ballgame. Nealis will get a break. Delhi leading 41-23. Second round of the Section 4 Class C Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll have a doubleheader tomorrow. Live from Unitico at 4 and 6, girls then boys. Moravia to the interior. Hansen, point blank look, couldn't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, pops it up, blocked by Baxter. And the rim protecting has been next level today for Delhi. Sylvia Little with a crossover, finds Leahy, back out Baxter. 3-point line extended, finds Sylvia, pump fakes on a three, goes to Leahy in the corner. Delhi being very patient here on offense. Leahy takes it to the rim. And that one rolls off the far side, and a rebound here for Kehoe of Moravia. Kehoe down low, dishes one off. Off the front of the rim here for Baylor, as she had a good look. Knocked out of bounds, will stay with the Blue Devils. With 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter, it's the Delhi girls leading Moravia here at DA, 41-23. Now a timeout's going to be taken by the Blue Devils. Again, we're coming up on 4 minutes to go. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Appreciate you listening tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. If you didn't want to brave the hill to come over to Delhi here tonight, we are glad to bring this game to you. And I know a lot of people out there and, you know, the MAC are very interested in this game. I'm sure there's a lot of Unitego people that didn't want to come up over the hill that might be listening. So we're glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com as well. That's courtesy of SFCU. Delhi girls leading 41-23. Sylvia Little has 24 points tonight so far for the Delhi Bulldogs. Moravia gets it in. They go to Hansen at the low post. Little turnaround shot for her is good. Chloe Hansen with 6 points. And it's 41-25. Delhi girls leading Moravia. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Baxter ahead now here for DA, and she scores. Took it to the right low block, put it up and in. 6 points now for Baxter on the night, and it's 43-25. Back down the floor, another block by Sylvia Little. Came flying over and popped that three, but then Moravia will steal it back. Catherine Baylor says not that fast. Goes to Kehoe, left side three, too strong. Rebound for Moravia, up off the glass and good for Catherine Baylor. A lot of hustle on that possession by Baylor. She makes the layup and will be rewarded by going to the line here, looking for the three-point play. And so Baylor into double figures with 11 points for Moravia. Jordan Smith back in for Moravia as well. And so Baylor to the line. And her shot rattled in and out. Rebound for Sylvia Little. And a long pass ahead for Libby Lamport. Wants to pull it out. Good decision there to work some clock with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Little will pass to the far side for Wakin. Wakin back to Little with 15 on the shot clock now as we hit 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Leahy. Down to five on the shot clock. Sylvia is aware. Steps back. Now goes to Wakin. Pump face. Going to have to toss one up. Left it short. Out of bounds. And back to Moravia. But you just took a bunch of time off the clock there if you are DA. Wakin to the bench. And Vidya Samudrala will come in here for the Bulldogs. Trying to put the finishing touches on this ball game here today. Moravia says not so fast. Hansen down low. Blocked, though, by Sylvia Little. Out of bounds. Looks like it will be a foul on Sylvia here, I believe. Or they're just going to say it's out of bounds. Haven't seen the official signal yet. Lamport to the bench. Nealis is in. Yeah, they're going to say just a block by Sylvia. And so Olivia Jensen will work one in. Finds Baylor. Little up and under, and she's blocked. And Baylor will head to the line. 2:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Going to be shooting two. The senior, 5'11", Catherine Baylor, stepping in at the line. And her first shot is good. Baylor now with 12. And another one coming. Not completely out of reach here for Moravia. As she gets the second one to go, Baylor with 13. Timeout going to be taken here by Delhi, it looks like. With 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Yeah, timeout taken. So Delhi 43, Moravia 29. We'll be back late in the fourth quarter here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Delhi girls leading 43-29, trying to advance to the Section 4 Class C semifinals. And this Section 4 bracket in the C bracket for girls is extremely tough. Some really good teams left here. Delhi breaks the pressure out of the timeout. Sylvia Little trying to go coast to coast. It's knocked away. Ball pinballing around. Blue Devils chase it into the corner. Ball still loose. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it here. Abby Leahy finally ties it up, and the possession arrow is going to keep it with Delhi. Kaylee Utter was in there as well for Moravia. Boy, that both teams getting on the floor. 2:27 to go in the fourth. Delhi has really controlled this game since the first quarter against a very, very good Moravia team. I think this score, if it holds true, could shock a lot of people in the Section 4 world. And here is Nealis down low, dribbled it off her leg. It went out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched, though, by Utter, who got a handout to try to save it at the last minute for the Blue Devils. Delhi will get it in. Little with a pull-up here. Got bulldozed over. We won't get a call. Moravia in the backcourt will get the rebound and bring it down the floor with 2 minutes left. Pull-up jumper here for Moravia is no good. Vigia Samudrala with the rebound. Outlet passed to Little. Little in transition. Wants to take it all the way. Can't get it to go. Rolled off the back of the rim. Another tough body shot there for Sylvia Little. She'll bounce back up. And Moravia in transition will miss a right-handed layup. Kick one back out. And left side three in and out. Another chance here. Smith the turnaround. She gets it to go. Third time was the charm for Moravia, making it 43-31. 90 seconds left. I think Sylvia is still on the floor right now, just as the floor general, to keep everybody under control. Dribble this out if they have to. And now a handoff to Amanda Nealis, and she's fouled. With 1:21 to go. Baxter back into the ball game. Samudrala will head off after a couple of valuable minutes off the bench. Team foul situation, 3 for Delhi, only 1 for Moravia. And so the Bulldogs will get it in. And they go to Leahy, and she's fouled. And we'll see if Moravia just tries to stack up the fouls to get to 5 to put Delhi on the line. Still a long ways to go. As that was their second team foul, they need to get to 5. And the Bulldogs will look to get it in. They will find Sylvia Little. And she's, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds right in front of her own bench. And I think Coach Bruce might want a timeout. Yes, wants to talk things over to safely try to get through the last minute 18. Delhi 43, Moravia 31. We'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. A minute 18 to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Delaware Academy. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO. And the Delhi girls lead 43-31 over Moravia. Delhi is the 3 seed, and Moravia is the 6 seed. This was a highly anticipated matchup, and Delhi got off to a good start. They were up 10-2, then they were up 13-2, and they haven't looked back. Moravia has made a couple of runs, but Delhi has found a way to hold them off every time, mainly thanks to 4 three-pointers and 24 total points so far for Sylvia Little. And again, Delhi leading 43-31. And so out of the timeout, Moravia will have the ball. They'll look to get it in, but a steal by Delhi. Total miscommunication there by the Blue Devils, and they threw it away. And now a foul. Blue Devils have no choice at this point but to try to rack up the fouls and send Delhi to the line if they want to try to extend this game. 1:11 left, fourth quarter, but a comfortable lead for Delhi, 43-31 at the moment. Delhi will get it into Sylvia Little. Backs her way into the left wing corner. Now we'll pull it out. Finds Nealis. Floater, good. Nealis with 4 points. And we're under a minute to go. 55 seconds left. Delhi leading 43-31. Trying to keep their season alive. A steal by Gioffi. She couldn't quite hold on to it, though. Got a piece of it. Then Moravia took it back. And into the far side corner, but a foul on Baxter for a reach-in. 44 seconds left. And so Delhi putting in Mondor as well as Wagner. Baxter and Gioffi to the bench. Lamport to the bench. Vredenburg back in as well for DA. Moravia also going to the bench here, putting in a couple of reserve players with 44 seconds left. Little's going to come out. Cadence Wakin back in. Sam Yadrala back in. And Sylvia Little will finish tonight with 24 points and four threes. So she'll wrap up her night by quickly chatting with Coach Bruce around midcourt. Moravia will try a three from straight away. It's off the mark and a rebound for Delhi. And they will just tick off the last 30 seconds here at midcourt. A chance to go back to SUNY Cortland for the semifinals in Section 4 in Class C. Wagner with a pull-up jumper. Left it just a little bit short there. Hit the left side of the rim. A rebound. Sam Yadrala puts it up and she's fouled. The junior Vidya Sam Yadrala will head to the line for the Bulldogs with 17 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned. We will have our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, and we will break down tonight's ball game for you as Sam Yadrala's first shot is no good. Second one coming here for Delaware Academy. Nice crowd on hand here. Not quite as raucous as normal, but still getting the job done here. Sam Yadrala gets the second to go. 46-31, and Moravia will walk it down the floor for the last time here tonight. A great season and a steal by Delhi with 8 seconds left. Wagner's got it at midcourt, tapped away. Moravia with one last steal, but that'll do it. 46-31. Three-seed Delhi defeats six-seed Moravia to move on in the Section 4 tournament. They will head to the semifinals. I'm Nate Mull. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, one last time inside the Delaware Academy gym as the seniors get together for a photo. And when you think about it, this is the last time they're going to play in this gym. Always nice to have the last game on your home floor be a win. So they're giving me the thumbs up down there. I love to see it. The boys' team has come over. They were here cheering today. They will play tomorrow. They are on the road at Newfield. So that's going to be special tomorrow. I'm sure the girls will want to go out there and support the boys. But again, our final score here, 46-31. The Delhi girls knocking off Moravia to advance to SUNY Cortland. They will play in the Section 4 Class C semifinals on March 1st. The matchup and the time is to be determined. Here's our scoring summary. First for Delhi, 24 points for Sylvia Little, including 4 3-pointers. She was tremendous today. 6 points for Julia Baxter. 4 apiece for Amanda Nealis and Cadence Wakin. 3 for Natalie Vredenburg. That was that 3 at the end of the third quarter that was huge. 1 for Alyssa Gioffi and 1 for Vidya Sam Yadrala. On the other side for Moravia, Team best 13 points from Catherine Baylor. They had 5 from Olivia Jensen, 6 from Chloe Hansen, 4 from Jordan Smith, and 1 from Gabby Heim today. It was just not Moravia's day. I know they've had a fantastic season. I think a long bus trip cannot help in any situation like that. Not an easy thing. But they were able to come in today, played hard, but just could not finish the shots when they needed to. So they fall today 46-31. Let's get into our three awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Pretty easy choice today. 24 points for Sylvia Little. Those 4 3-pointers from the opening tip tonight, she really controlled things, but she was also great handling the ball, dishing it out, a ton of blocks. I can't wait to see how many blocks she had tonight. If I had to guess, 7, 8, 9 blocks somewhere in that vicinity, probably very close to a triple-double or a double-double tonight for Sylvia. So she is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to go tonight with Alyssa Gioffi for this award. I thought that she was very good on the interior on defense, got a lot of rebounds, helped out along with Julia Baxter with blocking a lot of shots, and I thought she just really grinded it out and was really good with the steals as well tonight. So we will give Alyssa Gioffi from Delhi our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Now, since Moravia is out of the area, normally we would give one award to the losing team, but since Delhi is in our normal coverage area, we will do all three awards to Delhi tonight. No offense to any Moravia fans, just how we normally do it. So we will go with the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, of course brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. It's happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Amanda Nealis tonight. She was fantastic with the steals. I thought she was gritty, got on the floor, stole the ball, and it felt like every time down the floor when Moravia was going to make a little run, I was saying, steal by Nealis, steal by Nealis. And so she was just everywhere tonight. So we will give Amanda Nealis our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Our final score again tonight, Delhi defeating Moravia in the sectional tournament, 46-31. Just a reminder, we'll be back on the air tomorrow. A doubleheader from Unitigo, the girls taking on Thomas Edison at 4 o'clock, and then the boys hosting at Lansing at 6 o'clock. Greg Bonskowski will be with me, and we're really looking forward to those two games tomorrow. So clear the schedule. Do something where you can be around the radio or the computer, and you will be in for two really good games tomorrow. I think both those games should be really good. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your night. Stay warm, stay safe, be careful on the roads out there. We'll talk to you soon here on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. WCDO. We simply play the hits at FM 101 and AM 1490.